to Chicago, Memphis, LA, and New York. They love me in Georgia, New Orleans, of course. No matter how far I roam, Detroit is my home. Been on the road forever. Blues have been good to me. Saved for 660,000. Getting paid sometime free. No matter how far I roam, Detroit is my home.
Right, Alberta Adams. Alberta Adams, AA. She's going to be 94 years old and celebrating her birthday at Dylan's Raw Bar. That's up in Grosse Pointe Park this Sunday. Wow, pretty amazing. 94 years old, and she will be performing. Gotta love it. Get out there and celebrate. Know how many more birthdays she'll be out there for. Again, before her, we heard from the White Ravens, who have a show Friday night at the Crazy Wisdom Bookstore. And we also heard Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, who are playing a benefit on Sunday from 2 till 10 at the Imagination Station on 14th Street. And that is a benefit for the city of Detroit to raise money for trees for the parks in the city of Detroit. And within that show will be Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, Katie Grace, the Reelers, the Blue Flowers, and I'm not sure who else, but it's going to be a great benefit. And it suggested a $5 donation for that benefit happening Sunday again at the Imagination Station. But right now we're ready to go live in the studio with Jared Champion?
Yes, we
are. And we'll take it away, Mr. White.
All right, we're right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. And today we have a very special treat to have Jared Champion here in our studios. Jared, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
There you go. Hey.
Thanks, Mr. White. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Well, on this hot, hot day, we're going to have some cool, cool music for you today.
I'll do my best to try and keep everyone cool.
Oh, my goodness. In fact, what are you going to start off with today?
I'm going to start off with a song called King Comfortable. It's a relatively older song, but it's one of my favorites. So,
well, get everybody comfortable now.
All right, here we go. King Comfortable.
Follow one man, still breeze past. through my head, sputtering visions of last night's astronomy, waking from daydreams over my plate of fear and confusion, lingering days in the wake of to comfort and beautiful eyes. A stranger whose questions are different than mine, 'cause I'm King Comfortable. So
a nice little comfortable song for us today.
Thank you very much.
And you're in here performing solo for us today. You're playing our very own acoustic piano right here.
Yes, this wonderful piano, which I'm very grateful for.
Well, in fact, it's nice. You've been playing at Cliff Bell's recently, haven't you?
Yes, I'm doing all the Sunday brunches at Cliff Bell's. I'm there every Sunday from noon to 3, And I've also been doing most Sunday evenings from 6 to 10 p.m. In August, I'll be doing all of them except for, I believe, the second Sunday in August. So, yeah, I can be found at Cliff Bell's every Sunday.
Well, that's a comfortable little spot, you might say.
It is. It's a great spot. It's a great room. It's got a great feel. It's sort of like a... an Art Deco feel, really old, comfortable place. So
yeah, I believe it was started about 1919 as a speakeasy.
Yeah. In fact, strangely, there was an article recently, and I forget where I read it, but it was talking about the prohibition and sort of illegal alcohol and whatnot. And how it came to be legalized. And the two places that they mentioned in the article specifically were Cliff Bell's and the other place that I play on the weekends called Tom's Tavern. So apparently I am attractive to the old speakeasy crowd.
Well, that's good to have. In fact, why don't we have some more music and get some of that speakeasy feel for us today?
Absolutely. This is kind of a laid-back tune called Lukewarm. It was written about a certain female that I was involved with at the time. So, as most of these are. So anyway, Lukewarm is this next one coming up here. Thank you. you.
Jared Champion here on with a lukewarm song for our hot, hot day. And we're taking a few repairs here on our vocal mics. And now, Jared, how long have you been writing music?
Well, I suppose technically, officially, I started around 12 or 13. I guess when I was a little kid, I used to scribble down things and call them songs, but that was before I knew what that actually meant. So about 20 years or so.
Yeah, because you look like a very young man, but you're a little bit older than I believed at first.
Well, I hope I can hang on to that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. But, you've got a few recordings out already.
Yeah. There's a couple of albums that I've done over the years. They're available through cdbaby.com or my Facebook page, which is Jared Champion, or the MySpace page, which is Jared Champion Sleep Still Dusk, which is the official band name when I'm not sitting here by myself. And also available through iTunes and Rhapsody and whatnot. So, yeah.
Well, tell me, how long have you been playing piano?
I started about 19 years of age. I was a guitar player, sort of, before that, and my mom actually used to play piano when she was a kid, so she kind of wanted to get back into it and brought a piano into the house, so slowly I kind of made the transition from going and picking up the guitar to just sitting down at the piano and plunking out, you know, what sort of sounded good to me. So, yeah, about 13 years or so it's been now.
Hmm. Well, you sound real fine to us today.
Thank you very much. It's definitely a pleasure to be here. I appreciate you having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have some music here. So why don't we have some more?
Okay. Well, in the tradition of my melancholy, this is a song called Pieces, and it's another ballad type song. Kind of basically in a morbid way, just about a girl who's kind of had enough and decides to call it quits. So, on a beautiful summer day, here's a not so beautiful song, I suppose. But anyway, it's called Pieces. Thank you.
swept across her face. Her eyes went dry. The glass grew slow around her skin. Body was left a naked, curving impression. Picked up the pieces. They picked up the pieces, and they picked up the pieces. They picked up the pieces, and they.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Wow. That's very pretty.
Yeah. Now, I want to remind our listeners, as you said, you'll be playing at Cliff Bell's this Sunday.
Yes.
But it's a very special this Sunday for you.
Because
absolutely. You've got a live recording going on, don't you?
Yeah. This Sunday, we're doing two sessions, one between noon and 3, and one between 6 and 10 p.m. And we will be recording everything live, and I'm looking to put together a live record, a live solo album, and I figure, you know, what better place than the historic Cliff Bells?
Definitely. Now, you say we. Is that, are you going to have a band with you, or are you be doing that solo?
It will be a solo. When I say we, I'm speaking of my good friend Gabriel Doman, who is kind enough to come down and record the day for me. So, yeah, it will be just me by myself, lonely on a piano. So,
all right, but it's in a room you work in every week, and it'll be just like your regular gig, except they can take it home with them now.
Absolutely, absolutely. A little added pressure, but that's always welcomed.
Well, in that case, we'll just have to give you a little pressure today and say, what is it going to be next, kid?
Well, we've done the Melancholy, which we'll get back to later, I'm sure, but this song is a little bouncier. It's called Missing the Piece. So here goes, Missing the Piece. Those who say.
to my guide, who lay down and died. She's purer than heaven by my side. I'm needing a will, but she's at me still. And now the next tree is set by pieces come.
Had a little more bounce going to it. Yeah, so.
It's good to bounce around a little bit sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of Jared Champion?
Well, I suppose, like I said, the Facebook page is something I check often.
Yeah, in fact, that's how we got a hold of you.
Yeah, yeah, so there you go. And you know how easy it is then. But yeah, the Facebook page, you can also follow me on Twitter at Jared Champion, J-A-R-R-O-D, Champion. And, yeah, those would probably be the two best ways, two easiest ways.
All right, or they could just come down and see you any Sunday.
Any Sunday,
that's down right. At Cliff Bell's.
Any Sunday at Cliff Bell's. I also do every Friday and Saturday at a quaint little place in northwest Detroit called Tom's Tavern, which... If I could talk about that for just a second.
Please do.
It is a place that has been, well, the building's been there for I don't know how long, but it's been run as a bar since 1928. And it's sort of falling down a little bit, but it's still standing strong. And it's a classic place. I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there have heard of it. But if you haven't, it's something to check out. It's a little gem that Detroit has to offer. And I'm there every Friday and Saturday. You know, cheap drinks, great, great company, great people. And if I do say so myself, some pretty good live entertainment. So.
Whoa. In fact, where exactly is it? Is Tom's Tavern?
It is on 7 Mile, just west of Wyoming, which is about a mile and a half west of Livernois.
Okay.
So... It's sort of, if you know where the U of D High School is, it's about a mile west of there.
And that is one of the oldest places, one of the oldest continuous bars in town. It's almost as old as Nancy Whiskey's.
Yeah, yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, it is the oldest liquor license in the city of Detroit, continuous liquor license, and probably the state of Michigan, if I'm not mistaken.
So well,
a little bit of history there.
Okay, history is always good. And they can come on down and check it out live and in person every Friday and Saturday night.
Yes, absolutely. Starting at 8 o'clock, I'll be smiling behind the piano. So.
Mm. All right, you heard him now. Make sure he's smiling.
Oh, yeah. If I'm not, I'm always privy to being bribed with a shot or a beer.
So. That usually makes people happy. Well, in fact, why don't you make us happy and we'll have some more music.
All right, sounds good to me. This is a song called Day One. I wrote it quite a while back after getting over a failed relationship.
Oh, so another one of those relationship
well, you know,
songs.
You know us musicians. We're
tortured musicians.
Yeah, exactly. So this one's called Day One. Thank you.
stretched down before me. Dead grass in the place where I fell. A fixed moon won't restore me again. I swear this time I'll give in. Fall me down, you fall me down, down. Fall me down, you fall me down. You know you can't.
That was very pretty.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I could just imagine sitting in Cliff Bell's with a little glass of wine and listening to you. That's
thank you.
And that happens during the brunch in the afternoon and then in the dinner hours as well?
Yes, every Sunday without fail in the brunch, and usually at least three Sundays, Sunday evenings a month. So details can be found on the Cliff Bell's website and my Facebook page as well, so.
And the music you do is all your own? It's all originals?
I do mix in a good amount of cover stuff, depending on, you know, how the crowd is going and what they...
That's so unfair. You know, 3 hours at a set, you know, and then, you know, twice in a day. That's a lot of music originally.
Yeah.
How much do you write all your own music? How do you come up with the ideas, or how does that develop?
It usually starts with me sitting down at a piano and sort of putting something musically together, and then the music a lot of times will guide a melody, and then the melody will guide how the words should fit in. But I do like to mix it up and sometimes try and do the words first and kind of force them into something just to give it a little bit of an unsettling feel. I try not to force anything too much and make it as natural as possible, but sometimes I get bored and rambunctious. So, but it usually starts with the music and a melody. So,
well, it's quite nice.
Thank you very
really,
much.
Really pleasant on such a hot day to enjoy this.
Yeah, it sure is hot out there. I'm glad to be not out there.
Yeah, I'm really... And you were so kind to come in and at such short notice and fill in for a band that had to cancel. It was great that, you know, you didn't have to haul in your own keyboard. Do you have, like, an electronic one, or do you use a piano when you're at the Cliff Bell's?
I do have my own setup, but they have a wonderful piano at Cliff Bell's. And at Tom's, they have a piano as well. Not quite as technically wonderful, but even more more character, so that makes it even more wonderful.
All right, whiskey-soaked wood or something.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds great. We're really enjoying it.
Thank you.
You got some more for us?
I do. Let's see. I'd like to do a song called 567 is actually what it's called. And this is a song that it was more of a musical thing, and I wanted to concentrate more on the music, so I didn't give the title much thought, and I didn't really give the lyrics much thought. So I wrote this song that it's in 5/4 time, 6/4 time, and 7/4 time in different parts of the song, hence the name. And I was watching the movie Close Encounters, Richard Dreyfuss, and while I was going over the music, so the lyrics are basically based on that movie, strangely. So once in a while, you know, you gotta give the serious stuff a little break and be a little silly.
Okay, at least it's not about a bad relationship.
Exactly. So anyway, song called 567. It's relatively new, so I'm gonna do my best.
All right.
I've got this new feeling that I've seen all this before.
We're here with Jared Champion right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Ah, in fact, on your songwriting. Mm-hmm. In fact, where do you get some of the ideas for it?
It's usually, life itself. As I've mentioned a few times, a lot of them have to do with relationships or just how I'm sort of feeling about myself or dealing with things at the time. I've branched out here and there to sort of fiction, where I will interject kind of a fictional storyline into the songs here and there, but mostly it's kind of a stream of consciousness, kind of almost like a therapy for me to sort of purge, and it ends up on the page and then everybody gets to hear it. So
that's one way to put it, and everybody can come on down and check it out live at Cliff Bell's.
Yes.
Every Sunday afternoon and evening.
Yes, also at Tom's Tavern on Fridays and Saturdays. It's an experience.
So. Okay, two of the oldest places in town. Well, we'll say not the oldest. Well, the most well-worn.
That's right. That's right.
Places in town.
That's right. A good speakeasy is hard to find. So.
That's right, and Cliff Bell's is located right behind the Fox Theater.
It's a block behind. And a block over from the Fillmore, actually, which is about a block and a half up from the Fox.
All right. It's right on Park Avenue.
Yep.
It's 2030 Park Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom's Tavern is over on 7 Mile.
Yep, 7 Mile, 10093 7 Mile. I've got that ingrained in my brain.
Just west of Wyoming.
Yes.
Okay, so people can come on out and see you, and they can check you out online as well on your Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook, iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, MySpace, and the list goes on. So.
Oh, you've got them all.
Well, you have to in this day and age.
Well, why don't we let the music go on?
All right. Let's see. This is a song called Little Star. I did mention that I have some records, actually one in particular album, available through the internet if you contact me, or there are many places to just sort of click and purchase. But this song is from the album. It's called Little Star, as a few of the other ones I've already played are on the record as well. But this is a song from that album. It's called Little Star. Thank you.
inside me that I don't wanna go. The arms upon me underneath, they're searching in my soul. And sink into this hole, it's comfortable and cold. I've found my stable feet, and now I feel the street. Like sunrise, I'm complete. I'm complete.
Yeah.
So that was very pretty.
Thank you. Thanks.
So you're doing this live recording. Do you have plans after that for anything more with it, or is it just going to be available for sale at the stores, at the shows, or?
I plan on putting together a live EP from the sets. We'll see what we can gather from those, and they will be available on. Any website where you can find me, and also at the shows, which the other albums are also available at the shows. And then the plan is sometime in the late fall, I'm putting together a new roster of musicians to help me out with another live recording that I'm going to be doing down at Tom's with a band. So it'll probably be possibly five pieces involved in that, so it'll be a fuller, more dynamic sound. And we'd like to do a live recording there as well, so we're kind of doing both ends of the spectrum. And then I'm going to start recording a new studio album in the next couple of weeks as well, so there'll be all kinds of new stuff to check out coming up soon here.
Okay, I hope you let us know about that. If we befriend you on Facebook, will you put out events so
absolutely.
That we can, you know, be there for the recording of the band one?
Absolutely, for sure.
I'd love to check out the venue.
I'll keep you and everyone else informed.
Become friends with Jared Champion on Facebook.
That's right. If he'll keep us informed, we'll keep everybody here informed on what's in the future. So it looks like you've got a whole bunch of things coming, and this is only just beginning.
Yes.
Well, we always like to get people in early and give them a boost and get them going. And why don't we give you a boost? We've got about 10 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
And let's see what we have.
All right. I do appreciate, again, you guys having me on. And thank you very much. And this is, let's see, what are we going
to
do here?
Well, I will say we've been trying to get you in for a while, and we just happened to get you in on short notice this time. So
yeah, the stars are in alignment, and we made it happen. So I hope I can at some point come back and do this again.
I'm sure you will.
To have you.
Thank you. Okay, let's see here. This is a song also on the CD that is available right now. It's a song called "Each to His Own." It's kind of a lot of times what when I'm playing with a band, what we like to close the show with. And this is probably the oldest song in my repertoire that I still do. I wrote it maybe 10 or 12 years ago. And it kind of marked the transition or sort of the me feeling like I found my voice, my style, the whole thing kind of came together with this song, so I've kept it around, I guess subconsciously for that reason, but I do like the song, so that's another reason. But I wrote it right before I moved out to Burlington, Vermont with, again, a girl. And it was sort of a message to her saying that I can live up to what you're thinking I can, and I can get my act together and come and make this happen. So this is a song called Each to His Own. Sort of on the same note of getting my act together, I can I'm going to do it my own way, so leave me alone and leave me to it.
Like
but
that.
Anyway, this is a song called Each to His Own, and here goes.
All been playing.
Jared Champion, live in the studio today. That song was To Each His Own. I can see why you would keep that in your repertoire. That's very honest of you. You've got a warm song, voice and feel, and you don't seem to be trying to copy anybody like Willie Nelson or, you know, Tom Waits or anybody. You've got an honest, pure, you know, your own way of singing and doing it.
Thank you very much. That's an enormous compliment. And it's possible that it comes from partially the fact that my biggest musical hero is Tom Waits, and it would be remiss to try and imitate him without sounding, you know, completely ridiculous, because he's a one of a kind. But I think it also comes from just being influenced from so many different places, so many different genres, you know, jazz, singer, songwriter, rock, electronic, anything I can get my hands on. I always like to take it in and find inspiration from it. So it's not really a conscious thing. I don't do it on purpose, but I'm glad about it, I suppose.
Well, I want to remind everybody, you can come down and check out Jared Champion live Friday and Saturday nights at Tom's Tavern, or check him out at Cliff Bell's every Sunday. In fact, this particular Sunday, he'll be recording his live album, so come on in, get right in on that live recording.
Yeah, come on down and be a part of it.
That's right. And we've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Why don't you take us out with something?
Okay, sounds good. Let's see here. This is a newer song that I wrote recently. It's called A Soft Yellow Line.
Listening to WH.